Sometimes it's not about wanting a new car, it's about needing one. And I needed one I could rely on. So I got an auto loan with DCU. They offer the same low rates on both new and used cars, and I was able to borrow a little extra to make a used car as good as new. My auto loan from DCU means a ride I can finally rely on, which feels like a pretty big thing. What will DCU mean to you? Insured by NCUA. Membership required. Visit DCU.org.
How we doing today? Welcome to Castle's Corner. We got Ella Swing taking over today, and looking for a great time.
All right. Well, with me here on Castle Corner, like you heard, is Ella Swing, which is Ella's boys, not boys, just golf in general. With me are five members of Lincoln Sudbury golf team as the Warriors won a Division I state championship this fall. So here in studio are juniors Weston Jones, Reed Bodley, Ryan Whitehead, Robbie Liston, and then senior Tim Duffy. So shout out to LS Golf. Thanks for joining Castle Corner.
This is Castle's Corner.
Thanks for having us, Tommy.
Awesome. Good golf clap. So like I said, the Warriors won a state championship by beating Severian by three strokes this past fall. So at the Haven in Boylston, I was watching as Weston Jones shot a 70 to beat out Wellesley's Michael Thorbjørnsen by one stroke. Weston, I was there, and I kind of followed your group the last couple holes. Yeah. Can you take us through the ending when you buried the last hole to win not only an individual title, but also to help your team win a state title?
Yeah, I didn't really know about the individual title. It was more just kind of like getting like the best, just like the lowest score for my team. And I mean, even though Michael was beating me by two strokes going that last hole, I didn't think he was going to win the individual title. And then, you know, I just had a close shot on the green and then kind of watched him unfold, and he ended up making a bogey and I had a birdie, and that's how it went.
Now, I can't remember who came over and told you, I don't know if it was Duff or anyone else, but when did you realize that you won the individual title?
I think Duff said something about me, about it when I was walking back to the clubhouse. But yeah, I still didn't believe it. I thought someone was going to break two under.
You know what scene I like to remember about that day is you guys realizing you're probably going to win. You might win. And you guys started running on the golf course towards clubhouse. Remember that?
Yeah, we started sprinting.
Yeah, you guys had a good celebration too on the green too at the end after you guys won. I think your dad made a little, Duff, your dad made a little cameo in that video I think I took, right? Yeah, all right. Well, about a month earlier, Reed Bodley won the individual title at the Cape Cod High School Invitational in Falmouth. He helped the Warriors win kind of a coveted tournament at the time with some of the top teams in the state. So, Reed, what was it like beating everyone in Falmouth?
It was cool, you know. I've had a couple of good finishes, but haven't had too many wins in my career. So it felt really nice to get a win, and especially to know that the boys won the team. Can y'all relax?
Sorry, you're good.
The boys won the team title. It felt really good, so... You know, it was a great day, great course, a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a beautiful course. I'd never been out there. Some cool holes. Did you think you had a chance there? I mean, I think I followed you a couple holes at the end there. I was like, this kid's tearing it up.
I mean, I knew that, like, the course was playing really hard. It was a super windy day, long course, really firm. And, I mean, I knew if I could get it around even par, I buried the last hole, I knew I could give it a run. I knew Thorbjørnsen was in the field, so, and Wes over here. There were a bunch of good players, so... it felt really good to get that birdie in the last hole, and I kind of had a feeling that might have got it done.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed at myself because I followed you, and then I just didn't want to commit the turn back or whatever for you. So I missed your last birdie, was what I was pissed about. But that was a fun time watching you guys play, and I guess it was a precursor for what was to come later on in the season. So Ryan, you shot a 74. Speaking of later on in the season at States, that was the third best score for the team. What did it take for you guys to get four scores low enough to beat teams like Severian, St. John's Prep, and Wellesley?
Well, I think that this season the main struggle was just that last year we kind of lost a lot of our talent and a lot of the seniors who were like former starters on the team. And so I think that everybody counted us out, like thinking that, you know, we weren't going to be as good and kind of scratched our name off the list of contenders for the state title. But I knew with the group that we had that we had the drive to go and get it done, and I knew that if we put our minds to it and if we all could play well, I knew that we would have enough to get it done.
Yeah, it's not too often when I talk to everyone that wins state championship in our Metro West area, so not too often when I talk to people, and there's not a big group of seniors or senior captains or those are usually the people in the podcast.
Yeah.
The first couple of people I've talked to here are all juniors. Mm-hmm. Reed's a sophomore. Sorry, Reed. Yeah, that's why you're not driving yet.
No, sir.
Okay. It's a unique thing to have, you know, a team where you only have one or senior.
Yeah. No, this year we had, I think, four seniors.
Yeah, but I guess I saw you at the
we had one guy in the States. So.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy. But another junior next year is Robbie. You were the fourth and final scorer to count for LS in the state championship. What was it like to kind of see your name be that last deciding thing to help you beat Severian by 3 strokes?
Obviously, it was great. You know, me, Tim, and Jared knew that we needed like one more solid score to get the dub for the boys. And I knew that Jared wasn't playing well, and Duff gave me a little shake of his head going into my last 3 holes, so I knew I kind of had to have a good finish. I was coming off a couple of double bogeys before that, but I came back with a couple birdies, and it was really good to help the team.
Yeah, the rebound with some birdies is probably huge. I mean, you could, like any golfer knows, you can let a round get out of hand pretty quickly. We'll talk more about that later, I guess. But Duffy. You're the lone senior, like I said, in the room right now with a couple of juniors and a sophomore. What was it kind of like to lead this group of, I guess I'll call them misfits from the hour I spent with them, but to win a state title this year?
Obviously, it's great to win a state title, but golf is a little different. It's not really like a hype-up sport where you get hype before a game, like where a captain usually gets a team rowdy, and golf is a little different. And, we just clicked, and I think it was started with me and Wes leading the way, and Wes showing being an example.
Yeah, you guys sure did have a good time when I saw you both tournaments, and you seem like a very tight-knit group, and usually that's what happens when people win. They tend to have good chemistry behind the scenes. So take a quick break here in Castle's Corner, and when we come back, we'll talk more with these Warriors.
Sometimes it's not about wanting a new car. It's about needing one, and I needed one I could rely on. So I got an auto loan with DCU. They offer the same low rates on both new and used cars, and I was able to borrow a little extra to make a used car as good as new. My auto loan from DCU means a ride I can finally rely on, which feels like a pretty big thing. What will DCU mean to you? Insured by NCUA. Membership required. Visit DCU.org.
So I'm back here with Lincoln Sudbury Golf. They are state champions, and they always will be. They actually you guys got your rings today, which is kind of cool. I saw a photo of that, which is always nice to have. One of them, they forgot their state championship trophy, so didn't get to see that in person. But
it's my bad.
It is what it is. But Wes, congrats on your recent commitment to Rutgers University for Golf. That's a huge. You're wearing a nice Rutgers shirt here. Well, there's a Rolex right there too.
Yeah.
But your teammates here and your friends were saying you kind of lack swag. I saw you on the golf course a couple times this fall, and you rolled up your pants one time to make them to shorts or capris. That was an interesting look. But right now you're actually wearing 2 different types of socks.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for your swag?
You know, Tommy, I don't know where this rumor began about lack of swag.
Oh, it's a rumor.
It's
a fact of life, I'd say.
Sometimes the best dressed people just get unnoticed, and I just think they don't see it. To be completely honest,
put that in a book somewhere, right? Sometimes the best dressed people go unnoticed. I like it, or just not noticed yet. Maybe your fashion right here is going to be a trend in 5 years, 10 years.
I wouldn't roll that out.
It was kind of gutsy to roll those pants up like that on the Cape Cod, but you said you got hot.
Yeah.
You need to change up you just made a bogey too, I think you said, and that's why you switch it up. But don't fix what's not broken though.
Exactly.
You've done well so far.
Yeah.
Reed, you guys have a lot of sayings I've heard through being around you in a couple of tournaments. I couldn't keep up with them all. But one of them was Dynasty.
Right.
What's the meaning behind that?
So I guess we got the abbreviation going, the Dyna. It's kind of just like a state of mind. Just like the winning state of mind, the chill state of mind. You just go about your business, get the job done, complete the dynasty, you know?
Dino, though, like, is that right. Was there anything else behind that?
No, sir.
Like a dinosaur or anything like that?
It's just a small thing. It's just a mentality that we all have.
Okay.
It's like Mamba mentality, Dyna mentality.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Yeah, for sure. Kobe, Scalabrini, and LS Golf.
Kobe's got the Mamba. We got
Josh Dynasty. Okay. All right, Ryan, you guys are talking about an award you got. I think you individually got this year, either like your postseason banquet or whatever.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what it was and why did you get it?
Yeah. So our coach decided to implement a new kind of award that I guess represented kind of like a team unifier, I guess, team leader. Even though I wasn't a captain this year, I think that it was kind of like it was a way to acknowledge someone who's kind of stepped up this year. And I think that, I mean, while I did my part to try and bring the state title to LS, I think that it wasn't just me who was on the course playing, you know. I mean, even the guys who weren't playing in playoffs, I mean, they still had they still accounted for our victory and what we've been able to accomplish this season. It's the merch award.
Thanks, Doug.
It kind of symbolizes a former coach that we used to have.
Shout out John Merch. Yep, there you go.
Great guy. He always knew how to kind of keep the team locked in, and I think that that's really what it represented.
And you think that you represented it that way this year? That was you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Robbie, I mentioned earlier that you of all people know about how to recover maybe from tough stretches of golf. I hear you had an awful practice round this past fall. What did you shoot and how did you recover?
Yeah, it's a little tough, you know. We're talking about some great rounds here today, some 70s, 73s, 74s. But, yeah, I had a 48 on the front nine at Neshodick, earlier this year during practice. I had a couple bad rounds before that, and this was pretty close to the postseason. And we all knew we had to be at the top of our game to beat the Xaverian, St. John's Prep, all the tough teams at States. But, yeah, I shot 48 on the front nine. I remember when I gave Coach my scorecard, he just he didn't even say anything. He just kind of looked away. He was like, "It's all right, move on to the next."
He's supposed to get in the booth.
Yeah, you're in the bubble there almost.
He gave a little head shake, but
say he was not starting.
Yeah, I don't think you.
No, I definitely didn't get
the lineup
to start
there
for the next match, but yeah, obviously I turned it around. I got back to playing some solid rounds, and it definitely helped the boys later in the season.
There you go. Wait, what a recovery. Duff, your first name's Tim, but I call you Duff because that's how I know you. You know, Robbie there mentioned a team that you kind of had a rivalry with the past couple of years. Can you take us to the road to the rivalry maybe?
We have a couple of rivalries. One started with Concord, which is not really a rivalry because it's not really any competition, but our good friend here, Whitey, had a little bit of a misbehaving, I would say a little bit, but we'll move on to St. John's Prep, where we took them on this season for the first time, and last season they beat us. They came in second, we came in third in States, and they obviously showboated against us and stuff, and then we moved on to this year. They beat us in the regular season. None of us played well. I think Wes was the only one who was below 40, and so once they beat us, they're like, "Oh yeah, well, we should have brought like our second place trophy from last year," and we put that behind us and put it to our hearts, and we came out on top this year.
Good stuff. Always love a good golf rivalry, like Tiger, Phil, Jack, and Ernie. Well, guys, that was fun. I don't know what happened at Concord, but I don't really care. And I appreciate you guys coming in to Castle's Corner, and good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you.
Sometimes it's not about wanting a new car, it's about needing one. And I needed one I could rely on. So I got an auto loan with DCU. They offer the same low rates on both new and used cars, and I was able to borrow a little extra to make a used car as good as new. My auto loan from DCU means a ride I can finally rely on, which feels like a pretty big thing. What will DCU mean to you? Insured by NCUA. Membership required. Visit DCU.org.
All right. Appreciate that. I also want to thank my producer and director of multimedia, Caitlin Kelleher, for all of her help behind the scenes. You can follow me on Twitter at TommyCastle44. You can also follow Daily News on Twitter and Instagram at Metro West Sports. We also got a TikTok now, Metro West Sports 1, if you're into that. You can subscribe to Castle's Corner Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. We'll also check in each week for a new Castle's Corner. Thanks again for joining me here. Until next time, I'm Tommy Castle, and thanks for checking in.
Woo!